Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 9, you will hear stories from our 10th collection, Now or Never. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. Marsh Riches by Jenny Ford. The marsh sticks up scrappily towards the sky. The grasses are yellow, or green, or muddy brown. They mix together. They push into thick sideways piles. Water slides up around the stalks as the tides rise high. The receding tides pull hard against the grassy roots with loud, burbling slops. I am the sturdy jogger plodding along the marsh edge. The wren wobbling on top of a grassy spike watches from a safe distance. Skinny legs of great white egrets lift up daintily out of the sucking, stinking pluff mud, while the birds' alert eyes and ready beaks swivel above their tall towers of white featheriness. Splash lands the pelican with webby feet splayed wide. I, the sturdy jogger, plod along. On the footpath, flattened remains of a raccoon decay where a passing car's velocity tossed them. A turkey vulture watches for another chance to access this booty when the coast is clear. A long, slimy cylinder slithers into the thickness of the marsh, almost too fast to be seen. I, sturdy, plod along. A big blue sky lifts up from the mostly flat horizon ahead, to the left, to the right. Wind whips across from the left. It crosses from the ocean, over a narrow sandy island, over expansive marshes, over the two-lane causeway and its parallel footpath, into the scrappy marshes spreading forever to the right of the footpath. I, sturdy, plod. Ahead on the path against the crosswind, a man and his dog, small silhouettes at first. They make their way towards me. His jacket flaps. The dog's leash swings towards the marsh. We all grow larger, slowly. I plod. No stopping. My goal today is to jog there and back again. No walking. Forward. Road on the left. Marsh on the right. Windy sky ahead. Plod. 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 I jog to the right on the footpath. The man and his dog are nearing on the left. We each have our own pace, leaning sideways against the wind that pushes us towards the scrubby, sucking, stinky marsh. Jackets flap. The leash swings. A car barrels towards us. White, a new model four-door sedan. It's alone on the road. Fast. Windows down. The wind whips through it, inside and out. As the car gets closer, its radio spills into the quiet, marshy wind. Then the car's almost beside us, the footpath souls. A shout bursts from the car, while a hand reaches out the passenger's window and arches onto the roof. Leftover beach energy, I speculate, as I plod forward. No stopping. Suddenly, flying papers fill the air, streaming from above the car's roof, blowing onto the footpath, sticking in the grasses, tumbling into the marsh edges. I see them scattering out in front of me, focus on my forward efforts, plod, plod, towards all that litter tumbling on the ground ahead. The man and his dog also take notice. The man swings his head up, over towards the road where the car is almost lost to visibility now, where the passenger's arm has just released wads of paper into our windy path. His dog eyes the scene, puzzled at the interrupted routine. The man begins picking up all he can, most of it on the footpath and its edges. Only a few are beyond reach in the marsh. As I plod closer, the litter begins to look like money. Green bills. Monopoly money? Then closer, it's real dollar bills, thick on the ground, blown and tugged by the wind, heading into the marsh soon. Forward, no stopping. The man picks up fistfuls of bills, filling his pockets. He's in a whirlwind of green. "This is crazy," he shouts as I plod by. "I won't forget this day." "Fantastic," I say, plodding along, no stopping. "He'll clean it up," I tell myself. A few yards further, I see ahead yet more untamed bills waving in the grass tops. A few have fallen off the path into the sloping edges of the marsh. I glance behind to see the man busily gathering bills as he walks away from me on the path. The wind pushes the bills. They will not wait for the man. These bills are headed for the marsh. Now or never, I realize. I bend to gather bills, stepping down into the marsh edges to collect the ones I can reach before they blow into the wetlands. A few minutes later, the man and his dog approach. "What a day," he chuckles. "Here, take this." He pulls his fist from a pocket full of a wad of bills. "No thanks, I've got some here," I say as I show him my collected wad. We laugh together. Copyright 2024, Jenny Ford. Growing up in the South means hearing and sharing stories. Jenny Ford learned a lot that way and keeps on trying to find out more about it all. The air is thick with good stories. She lives in a little post office box on Sullivan's Island, South Carolina.
Read more about this writer and background on this story in a special feature of 6 Minute Stories called Author's Talk. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in the 10 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELLJones.com. There you can learn more about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.